Ni hao, wuxi yamaisha, wuxu putonghua. You're probably wondering what I just said and what language I said it in. It's Mandarin, the language spoken most commonly in China, and I just said, hello, I am Jamaican and I am speaking Mandarin. Believe it or not, a lot more Jamaicans are going to be speaking Mandarin in the near future, most of them graduates from the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI. A Chinese language training program is to be introduced at the school this September, with all 2,000 of the institution's students set to benefit. The initiative will see two lecturers from the Confucius Institute in China being seconded to the CMI to deliver instruction in Mandarin. It is being facilitated under a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, the Chinese government, and the Caribbean Maritime Institute.
We're not just here to learn the language, but we are here to learn Chinese culture, to understand so we can develop a better workforce as we look at improving productivity standards that we can now learn from the Chinese and many other things.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock. With China also being a major player in the international logistics industry, the Language Training Initiative is geared at helping local students transition into the Chinese logistics market and perhaps foster greater collaboration between both countries.
And this is one of the new packaging that will be put in to the competency-based labor force that we'll be redefining for this logistics hub. Globalization has no nationality nor any passport. So I want to say that we'll be producing citizens of the world, the highest competency standards that we can adhere to.
Plans are also in place, Dr. Pinnock says, to make the Mandarin training accessible to others in the shipping industry via the CMI Corporate Training Institute, set to come on stream in the near future.
We want this to go beyond just the reach of CMI, but we want to impact the industry in a big way.
Chinese Ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Dong Shaishun, welcomed the initiative, saying it has the capacity to be a mechanism for greater cultural exchange between Jamaica and China. He adds that the Chinese government is looking forward to building on the collaborative relationship it shares with Jamaica in the area of education.
The institute has really become a bridge for mutual understanding and a friendship between the Chinese and the Jamaican peoples. Student-teacher exchanges are increasing. Up till now, the Chinese government has awarded scholarships to more than 100 Jamaican young people, and more than 500 Jamaicans have attended various training courses in China. I'm confident that the China-Jamaica people-to-people exchange and education cooperation will reach a new high level in the near future, I think, with our joint efforts.
Chief Education Officer Grace McLean hailed the initiative as a major achievement in the field of education, which will open the door for Jamaicans to make significant contributions, not just in the area of logistics.
We consider this a historic moment in education in Jamaica, where we will now have a formal agreement for the teaching of Mandarin, where we will now have actual teachers of the Chinese language to be interacting with the Jamaican curriculum and to ensure that we are preparing our people, our youngsters, so that they can take their places in China as well as in Jamaica as we seek to forge additional partnerships for the development of our economy.
Fostering sustained human capital development is a strategic priority of the government, and with the introduction of the Chinese language training program, yet another avenue has been created for Jamaicans to maximize their potential and contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Take care till next time, and like the Chinese say, Sai Shin.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Don't waste time waiting. Whether you have to wait for a meeting or doctor's appointment, always take along something to do, such as a report you need to read or just a blank notepad that you can use to plan your day. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.